Hugs from Heaven with Moira Brown, an exclusive presentation of Faith Strong Today.
In early church history, Christians were eager to celebrate Easter each year, but when should it be? On what day? Most churches celebrated the Sunday closest to the Jewish Passover, but sometimes they didn't know whether to choose the Sunday before or after. This was debated at the famous Council of Nicaea, held in AD 325. There it was decided Easter would fall on the Sunday after the first full moon following the spring equinox. Easter then would occur between March 22nd and April 25th, which makes March 22nd the earliest possible date on the church calendar for celebrating Resurrection Sunday. On my first visit to the Garden Tomb in Jerusalem, I was moved by the angel's message that first Easter. Inscribed on the door, I read, "He has risen. He is not here." A member of our tour, who, like so many, expected to meet Jesus in his land, was equally impacted by the wondrous truth, "He is not here." How wonderful to be reminded that because we had trusted in Jesus' atoning death and resurrection, he was alive in each one of us. That was the treasure in our journey together in the Holy Land. In honor of the upcoming season, listen to the lyrics of Robert Lowry's classic Easter hymn, "Up from the Grave He Arose," published in 1874. "Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose."
This has been Hugs from Heaven with Moira Brown, an exclusive presentation of FaithStrongToday.com.